Hello everyone, today I am going to recite the book Ikigai, the Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life. It is an international bestseller book written by Hector Garcia and Francis Morales. Here we begin the opening of the page number 1, prologue. Ikigai. Prologue. Ikigai, a mysterious word. This book first came into being on a rainy night in Tokyo when its authors sat down together for the first time in one of the city's tiny bars. We had reached each other's words but had never met, thanks to the thousands of miles that separate Barcelona from the capital of Japan. Then a mutual acquaintance put us in touch, launching a friendship that led to this project and seems destined to last a lifetime. The next time we got together a year later, we strolled through a park in downtown Tokyo and ended up talking about trends in Western psychology, specifically logotherapy, which helps people further propose in life. We marked the Viktor Frankl's logotherapy had gone out of fashion among practicing therapists who favored our other school of psychology through people still search for meaning in which they do and how they live. We ask ourselves things like, what is the meaning of my life? Is the point just to live longer, or should I seek a higher purpose? Why do some people know what they want and have a passion for life, while others languish in confusion? At some point in our conversation, the mysterious word Ikigai came up. This Japanese concept, which translates roughly as the happiness of always being busy, is like logotherapy. But it goes a step beyond. It also seems to be one way of explaining the extraordinary longevity of the Japanese, especially on the island of Okinawa, where there are 24.55 people over the age of 100 for every 1 lakh inhabitants, far more than the global average. Those who study why the inhabitants of this island in the south of Japan live longer than people anywhere else in the world believe that one of the key, in addition to healthful diet, a simple life in the outdoors, green tea, and subtropical climate, average temperature is like that of Hawaii, is the ikigai that saves their life. While researching this concept, we have discovered that not a single book in the field of psychology or a personal development is dedicated to bringing this philosophy to the West. Is Ikigai the reason there are more centenarians in Okinawa than anywhere else? How does it inspire people to stay active until the very end? What is the secret to a long and happy life? As we explore the matter further, we discover that one place in particular, Ogimi, a rural town on the north end of the island with a population of 3,000, boasts the highest life expectancy in the world, a fact that has earned it the nickname the village of longevity. Okinawa is where most of Japan's shikiwasa, a lime-like fruit that packs an extraordinary antioxidant punch, comes from. Would that be Ogimi's secret to long life, or is it the purity of water used to brew its moringa tea? We decided to go study the secrets of Japanese centenarians in person. After a year of preliminary research, we arrived in the village where residents speak an ancient dialect and practice an animist religion that features long-haired forest spirits called Bunagaya, with our cameras and recording devices in hand. As soon as we arrived, we could sense the incredible friendliness of its residents, who laughed or joked incessantly amid lush green hills filled by crystalline waters. As we conducted our interview with the eldest residents of the town, we realized that something far more powerful than just these natural resources was at work. An uncommon joy flows from its inhabitants and guide them through the long and pleasurable journey of their life. Again, the mysterious Ikigai. But what is it exactly? How do we get it? It never ceased to surprise us that this heaven of nearly eternal life was located precisely in Okinawa, where 200,000 innocent lives were lost at the end of World War II. Rather than harm an Amon city toward outsiders, however, Okinawans live by the principle of Ikariba Chore, a local expression that means treat everyone like a brother, even if you have never met them before. It turns out that one of the secret to happiness of Ogimi's residents is feeling like part of a committee. From an early age, they practice Jumaro, or teamwork, so are used to help one another, nurturing friendship, eating light, getting enough rest, and doing regular moderate exercise are all part of the equation of good health. But at the heart of the joy derived that inspired these centenarians to celebrate, to keep celebrating birthdays and cherishing each new day, is their ikigai. The purpose of this book is to bring the secrets of Japan's centenarians to give you and give you the tools to find your own ikigai. Because those who discover their ikigai have everything they need for a long and joyful journey through life. Happy travels, by Hector Garcia and Francis Miralles, the best friends. Here the prologue ends. Thank you. Chapter 1. Ikigai, the art of staying young while growing old. What is your reason for being? According to the Japanese, everyone has an ikigai. What a French philosopher might call a raison d'etre. Some people have found their ikigai while others are still looking, though they carry it within them. Our ikigai is hidden deep inside each of us, and finding it requires a patient search. According to those born on Okinawa, the island with the most centenarians in the world, ikigai is a reason we get up in the morning. Whatever you do, don't retire. Having a clear defined ikigai brings satisfaction, happiness, and meaning to our life. The purpose of this book is to help you find yours and to share insight from Japanese philosophy on the lasting health of body, mind, and spirit. One surprising thing you notice living in Japan is how active people remain after they retire. In fact, many Japanese people never really retire. They keep doing what they love for as long as their health allows them. There is in fact no word in Japanese that means retire in the sense of leaving the workforce for good as in English. According to Dan Buettner, a National Geographic reporter who knows the country well, having a purpose in life is so important in Japanese culture that our idea of retirement simply doesn't exist there. The island of almost eternal youth. Certain longevity studies suggest that a strong sense of community and a clearly defined ikigai are just as important as the famously healthful Japanese diet, perhaps even more so. Recent medical studies of centenarians from Okinawa and others are so-called blue zones, the geographic region where people live longest, provide a number of interesting facts about these extraordinary human beings. Not only do they live much longer than the rest of the world's population, they also suffer from fewer chronic illnesses such as cancer and heart disease, inflammatory diseases are also less common. Many of these centenarians enjoy enviable levels of vitality and health that would be unthinkable for people of advanced age elsewhere. Their blood tests reveal fewer free radicals, which are responsible for cellular aging as a result of drinking tea and eating until their stomachs are only 80% full. Women experience more moderate symptoms during menopause, and both men and women maintain higher level of sexual hormone until much later in life. The rate of dementia is well low below the global average. Though we consider each of these findings over the course of the book, research clearly indicates that Okinawa's focus on ikigai gives a sense of purpose to each and every day, plays an important role in their health and longevity. The five blue zones. Okinawa holds first place among the world blue zones. In Okinawa, women in particular live longer and have fewer diseases than anywhere else in the world. The five regions identified and analyzed by Dan Wittener in this book, The Blue Zones, are Okinawa, Japan, especially the northern part of the land. The locals eat a diet rich in vegetables and typical tofu, typically served on a small plate. In addition to their philosophy of ikigai, the Moai, a close-knit group of friends, plays an important role in their longevity. Sardinia, Italy, especially the provinces of Nuoro and Ogliastra. Locals on this land consume plenty of vegetables and one or two glasses of wine per day. As in Okinawa, the cohesive nature of this community is another factor directly related to longevity. Loma Linda, California, research studied a group of Seventh-day Adventists who are among the longest living people in the United States. The Nicoya Peninsula, Costa Rica, locals remain remarkably active after 90. Many of the region's older residents have no problem getting up at 5:30 in the morning to work in the field. Ikaria, Greece, every three inhabitants of this island near the coast of Turkey is over 90 years old, compared to less than 1% of the population of the United States, a fact that has earned its nickname, the Island of Long Life. The local secret seems to be lifestyle that dates back to 500 BC. In the following chapter, we'll examine several factors that seems to be the key to longevity and are found across the blue zones. Paying special attention to Okinawa and its local village of longevity first, however, it is worth pointing out that three of these regions are island, where resources can be secure and communities have to help one another. For many, helping others might be an ikigai strong enough to keep them alive. According to scientists who have studied the five blue zones, the key of longevity and diet, exercise, finding a purpose in life, and forming strong social ties, that is, having a broad circle of friends and good relation. Members of this committee manage their life well in order to reduce stress, consume little meat or processed foods, and drink alcohol in moderation. They don't do strenuous exercise, but they move every day, taking a walk and walking in their vegetable gardens. People in the blue zone would rather walk than drive. Gardening, which involves daily low-intensity movement, is a practice almost all of them have in common. The 80% secret. One of the most common saying in Japan is "hara hachibu," which is repeated before and after eating and means something like fill your belly up to 80%. Ancient wisdom advises against eating until we are full. This is why Okinawa stop eating when they feel their stomach reach 80% of their capacity rather than overeating and wearing down their bodies with long digestive process than that accelerates cellular oxidation. Of course, there is no way to know objectively if your stomach is at 80% capacity. The lesson to learn from this saying is that we should stop eating when we're starting to feel full. The extra side is the snack we eat when we know in our heart we don't really need it. The apple pie after lunch, all this will give us pleasure in the short term, but not having them will make us happier in the long term. The way food is served is also important. By presenting their meals on many small plates, the Japanese tend to eat less. A typical meal in the restaurant in Japan is served in 5 plates on a tray. 4 of them very small and the main dish slightly bigger. Having 5 plates in front of you makes it seem like you are going to eat a lot. But what makes most of the time is that you end up feeling slightly hungry. This is one of the reasons why Westerners in Japan typically lose weight and stay trim. Recent studies by nutritionists reveal that Okinawans consume a daily average of 1800 to 1900 calories compared to 2200 to 3300 in the United States, having a body mass index between 18 and 22 compared to 26 or 27 in the United States. The Okinawan diet is rich in tofu, sweet potatoes, fish 3 times per week, and vegetables, roughly 11 ounces per week. In the chapter dedicated to nutrition, we'll see which healthy intoxicant rich food are included in this 80%. More connected for life. It is customary in Okinawa to form close bond within a local community. A more is an informal group of people with common interests who look out for one another. For many, serving the community becomes part of their ikigai. The mo has its origin in hard times, when farmers would get together to share best practices and help one another cope with meager harvest. Members of mo make a set monthly contribution to the group. This payment allows them to participate in meetings, dinners, games of go and soi, Japanese chess, or whatever hobby they have in common. The funds collected by the groups are used for activities, but if there is money left over, one member, decided on a rotating basis, receives a set amount for the surplus. In this way, being part of Mo helps maintain emotional and financial stability. If a member of Mo is in financial trouble, he or she can get an advance from the group savings. While the details of each Mo accounting practices vary according to the group and its economic means, the feeling of belonging and support gives the individual a sense of security and helps increase life expectancy. Following this brief introduction to the topics covered in this book, we'll look at a few causes of premature aging in modern life and then explore different factors related to Ikigai.